Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, everyone in between or irrespective of that binary, pull up a chair and put down your chips. It's time for Tabletop Roulette. Today's game is...
Have you listened to that? There's these things called podcasts now. I've been listening to one called The Lucky Die. Pretty fucking good if you haven't heard it.
Speaking of, as I forced my way into this transition, today's episode is going to be a special crossover with good friends of the podcast over at The Lucky Die. Who wants to give me a little bit an elevator pitch and tell us a bit about the podcast you all are representing?
I would like to nominate Aethor. Any seconds?
Yes, I second the nomination of Aethor.
The motion passed, second. Aethor.
Do you like action? Do you like adventure? When you went to the wrong place, because here we give you existential crisis. Welcome to the Lucky Die, where there are sick people, not just in the head, but bodily too. Join us, as next episode we're going to find out if gods are real.
Thank you. I would like to propose that we fire Aethor from the future.
Seconded.
What? Yeah. That was a terrible description.
I brought energy. You guys can't fire energy.
That
I did like you saying that we're gonna give people an existential crisis. I feel like that really raises the bar on like how we have to like continue on with the podcast in the future. Like, because now we have to fulfill that promise.
If there's any one defining feature of our brand.
Okay, so The Lucky Die is a 5th edition
actual
play podcast.
No, that was good enough. That was good enough. That nailed it. That was good enough.
Oh, boy.
As you may have surmised, I brought on these lovely people from The Lucky Die because I found a game on Reddit called Lewd Grannies by Joel Salda. Yeah, I just happened to find this game on Reddit. It's a one-page game in the vein of Honey Heist or any other Grant Howitt one-page RPG. Those are probably the most well-known in this format. And I thought, I need some Chaos Gremlins to come play this game with me. So I reached out, and here we are.
I'm glad you thought of us first when it came to Chaos.
So, the description of this game says, you are a lewd granny trying to find your vice at a wedding. Quite a few young folk here, but thankfully there are people your age you know there. Life at your retirement homes aren't exactly a roaring time, but tonight you're looking to have a great evening. However, all of your relatives are concerned that you might break a hip. They don't know the life still left in you, and you look to show these hip young things a trick or two. So we'll go through the list, create our grannies, and get into it. So, Arch, would you like to tell us who you are and either decide or roll for your granny traits?
Oh, don't you worry. I got all of that prepared now. My granny is named Phyllis, and she is a kind and warm Jewish grandma. I have to include the Jewish grandma part. It's very important. Her hobby is arts and crafts. She likes collecting seashells down by the seashore and then, making little tchotchkes with them. And her vice is that she wants to get shit-faced. Well, okay, so the vice specifically says drink your weight in booze and do something foolish. Just paraphrase, shit-faced.
Yeah, that about sums it up. Neil, would you like to tell us? Well, Arch, you didn't say who you are.
Me as a person? Hi, I'm Arch. I play Laffian on the Lucky Die podcast and also other characters in Kino. I have to say plural at this point, V.
That's funny to anybody who's listened to Lucky Die.
Neil, you're up next. Who are you? Who you playing?
I am Neil, and I play Rawl and Ivaris on the Lucky Die.
You also did the theme music for this show. I want to go ahead and plug that in there.
My granny. I don't know. I don't want to settle on just one of these things.
I mean, grannies can be multifaceted.
Yeah.
Did you multiclass? Are you multiclassing granny?
Yeah. Well, she's sweet. Her name is Adeline. And is anyone else going to do into their pet?
No, go right ahead.
Okay. Well,
I left that one for you.
She has two.
We will have pointed the one that has the cats.
She thinks she has one pet, but she has two. And one is a cat and one's a raccoon, and she cannot tell them apart.
Neil, are you sure you're not talking about yourself? Great start.
What is Adeline's goal for this wedding?
Find who has the drugs and go on a great trip, but this isn't for me. I'm looking for catnip.
Oh no.
Which will go to waste on one of my cats.
Next up, Casey, tell us who you are, plug your stuff, and tell us who you're playing.
I'm Casey. I play Zoltana on The Lucky Die, and then I also am Maddie and Aurelia. I play Aurelia on the Rememorex podcast. I have both Not a Test and Welcome to the Machine, and also I write games. But yeah, I'm going to be playing Euphemia, aka Effie, the grandma. And Effie is going to be kind of aloof and clueless. She is just really, really, really into soap operas. And because of that, and because she's so into the soap and the drama, her goal is to trick the bride or groom into pissing the other one off. She wants some drama at this wedding.
I love her.
I feel like these decisions that we're making are really telling a story about each of us as individuals.
I don't know what you possibly...
Aethor, would you like to tell us who you are and who you'll be playing?
Hey, I'm Aethor. On The Lucky Die, I'm Squash and Gruff. Check us out there. I will be playing Myrtle, or I will be playing Sarah Myrtle Arbuckle. And,
Jesus Christ, Aethor.
She is a simple old grandma who just needs to write down her name so she doesn't forget the name she wrote down. Just said.
She has it embroidered on her shirt.
She just likes her likes things simple and proper and done the way they're supposed to be done. She likes her TV shows and she likes her movies. And because she's been alive the longest, she should always get the first bite of the cake and the last bite of the cake and most of the cake. So, yes, that is what Sarah Myrtle is about.
So, is that your advice that you're going for?
Yeah, she wants to make off with a significant portion of the wedding cake.
Love it.
Sarah Myrtle is, by the way, thin as a stick. So she's not eating even like one piece of cake. It's all going in her little purse, in her like big old granny purse.
I was going to say, can't fit a wedding cake in like a tiny purse.
You
not with that attitude.
Listen, it's canonical in world that all grandmas have bags of holding.
Yeah.
You just air your mother's spare bag of holding when you turn 65.
Actually, it's a special bag of holding. If you reach your hand to the bottom, you'll always find a piece of hard candy.
But it's going to be sticky.
Oh. As long as it's butterscotch, I'm okay.
And V, tell us who you are and who you'll be playing.
I'm going to be playing Catherine, who prefers to go by the name of Kitty. She is going to be... I was going to go prim and proper, but I think that's where Aethor has gone. So I will go with inappropriate.
There can be two prim and proper women.
No.
when I'm dead, you can be the proper one.
I really like how you just swung hard the opposite direction.
Yeah. I'm going to be inappropriate. My hobbies, I think, are probably going to be true crime drama podcasts. And my vice is going to be gain a young, attractive lover and make them obsessed with me.
I love that. I was really hoping someone was going to pick that.
Well, I think I was going to go like the prim and the proper, like trying to talk someone into wanting me. But now I'm just like, no, I'm going to be straight up for it now.
Oh, those poor young men.
I just can't wait to watch V as a granny just like sidle up to some young hunk and be like, so, you know, with age... With age.
You know, with age, sweetheart, comes the absolute knowledge of what I'm doing, and I have got plenty of KY. Don't worry about it, love.
Okay.
Beautiful and inappropriate.
I love it. I'm so excited. You're making my my day. Oh my god, what time is it? I don't even know. Seductively
leans over her walker.
Okay, friendly reminder, just ahead of time, we do very heavily and ardently support safety tools here on Tabletop Roulette, so if it ever gets too far, let me know and we can roll things back and PG it a little bit more.
Yeah, you might need to control me if I'm being inappropriate.
I'm all for it, but just let me know if anybody is not.
I think we're good.
The Golden Acres nursing home bus pulls up to the site of the wedding reception between Sarah last name and her new husband.
Mr. New Name?
Michael New Name.
Can we assume that Sarah is probably like Sarah Myrtle's granddaughter who was named for her?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Actually, that's a good question. How are we all? Are we all related to the bride and groom in some way?
Yeah, I'll leave it up to you all if you want to be just crashing it. Whatever suits your granny float.
So I like the idea of Sarah Myrtle being quite hoity-toity, high and mighty. So if somebody wants to be my plus one, because I'm showing you what a proper wedding looks like.
Oh, clearly me. Clearly me. Pick me. Sarah Myrtle, pick me, please.
What is this accent?
Welcome to Tales of My Father.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. So, yeah, okay, then I'm taking V with me on V. What's your character's name again?
Kitty.
No, I'm not calling you Kitty. That's rude. What's your full name?
My name is Kitty. It's short for Catherine.
Oh, Catherine, okay.
Oh, no, it's Kitty. No, stop it. You're embarrassing me.
All right, yeah. So Sarah Myrtle invited Catherine on the premise that Catherine needs to see what a real wedding looks like and how a proper lady behaves on a wedding.
All right. All right, love.
I think that I'm absolutely the groom's step-grandmother.
Love it.
What's the setting?
So this is one of those, you know, like, it's not a tent, but it's like the big outdoor, okay.
Wonderful. Awning. This is the park. This is the park that I usually walk Howie in. Howie's my cat.
Oh
and
my god.
Your cat. The raccoon that she
and your raccoon.
Yeah.
Did you bring your raccoon or cat with you to the wedding?
Yeah. Adeline has a cat, very suspiciously cat-sized purse.
Love it.
Cat or the raccoon in there?
Yes. There's a tail popping out. She thinks that no one knows, but everyone knows. I mean, one of them's always like crawling out of the bag, and the other one's like crawling in. They always have like a scheme going up to something. Who knows? Not Adeline. She doesn't even know there's two of them.
Wait, so am I catching this correctly? You were just out walking your cat, and there just happens to be a wedding where you're walking your cat, and now you're part of the wedding.
Yes.
All right. We
recognize you from the old ladies' home.
Yes, yes, yes.
And Phyllis, what's your stake in this wedding?
I'm obviously the grandmother of the bride.
Love it.
Gotta make sure that my precious darling is doing well when it comes to the marriage. Gotta make sure she's eating proper.
Arch, I love you.
Howie really likes leftovers from the trash, so...
Oh, you're looking so thin there, you little fur baby. Come here, let me give you some nosh.
Arch, I gotta ask, did your grandma bring, like, soup with her?
Of course I brought a big old thing of matzo ball soup with me. I'm gonna need someone to take it out of my car, though.
Did we all come in Phyllis's car?
I suddenly feel like I just was, like, hanging out with my grandma, buddy.
Casey, this is verbatim my grandmother. Down to the fucking name.
I was going to make sure when you were representing a Jewish grandmother that it was not, like, something I was going to have to put a disclaimer on.
This is not I kid you not, this is not like, oh, funny stereotype. This is legit my goddamn grandmother.
Okay, as long as we've got that out there. So, did you all come in Phyllis's car, or do I need to have the Golden Acres retirement bus pull up to this wedding reception?
I think I went in the bus. I'm very confused. So I just went on the bus when I got outside. Like maybe I was going to go with Phyllis and I just like went onto the bus.
Oh, Sarah Myrtle
doddering.
Sarah Myrtle 100% went in the car believing it would be a more proper way, but now they all stink of soup.
Stink. Matzo ball soup smells delicious.
It does.
Yeah, you can keep telling me that. I have no idea what it smells like.
Smells like glory. That's what it smells like.
As Effie steps down off of the bus, I think a young man steps up to like help you off of the last step. And he holds his hand out and says, "Oh, Miss Effie, allow me to help you down from that step there."
"Oh, thank you, young man.
Did you enjoy the reception?" Not reception. That's not what that's called. The ceremony. That's the word I was looking for.
I was going to say, I thought we were going to the reception right now. It was so lovely.
Wait,
it's been such a long day. I can't remember the difference between reception and ceremony.
Oh, it was so lovely. Yes, and my little Michael, he looked so handsome.
Yes, they make quite the charming pair, and he's like walking you over to the, I want to say gazebo. Is that the right word I'm thinking of?
Yep.
Okay. He's walking you over to like under the gazebo where there's like tables and chairs set up. The geezer bow.
Geezer.
Canopy is the word I was looking for.
Canopy? Delicious.
No.
Where are the
canopies? That's a different game.
not canopy. Not canopy, Miss Effie. The canopy, and he like gestures with his hand to the giant canopy with all the tables and chairs underneath it.
Well, you can't eat that.
Well, no. And he just looks kind of like thrown off. What is going on as Kitty and Sarah Myrtle arrive?
Well, I imagine that Phyllis did not put a lid on her mukbang soup or whatever she called it.
Matzo ball.
Matzo ball soup.
I want to type that in because we have no idea what that is. Like, legitimately, real world us have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm assuming that whatever like bowl that they made it in doesn't have a lid, so it just has the cling film over it. So we're like, Sarah Myrtle and Catherine are like balancing it between them, trying not to get like soup spill on our nice old dresses.
Oh no, I'm 100% having it on my lap just because it will make you nervous.
Just be careful, Catherine. Phyllis's eyesight isn't as good as it used to be.
Be right. I mean, look at this. It's beautiful. Look. And I kind of like try and like put it closer to Sarah Myrtle and, you know, over comically slosh the bowl.
Don't worry. I was driving 40 miles an hour to get here.
Phyllis, keep your eyes on the road, please.
I'm fine. The road says it's 65. We're fine.
Exactly. There's a whole queue of people behind us who are just watching Phyllis drive like an absolute champion.
Why was I not allowed in the front or the soup in the front? Why do I have to sit next to the soup?
Hey, Phyllis, can you roll me a d20 to see how your driving's going?
Oh, no.
You've got it, Phyllis. You've got it, Phyllis. It's only 40 miles an hour.
If I end up covered in soup before we even arrive.
Are they going to be mad we borrowed the bus?
Hold on. I'm getting my crystal dice out.
Oh, Phyllis, I didn't know you could drive a bus. Oh, love it.
I used to drive back in my heyday.
Oh, you can just
I rolled an
Phyllis.
18.
You could just picture right. Phyllis being like a school bus driver in like the 1950s or something. Like,
oh, she smoked like fuck in those cars.
So yeah, go ahead and mark off the 18 on your bingo sheet. Because for those listening at home, the players have a bingo sheet filled with numbers 1 through 20. In order to succeed, they have to roll an unmarked number on their bingo sheet. If they get bingo, they succeed on their next action and unmark the numbers that are involved in that bingo, and that frees them back up to be rolled again. We'll get into that as it comes up. So, yeah. So
everyone marks 15.
No, just Arch marks the 18.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I'm already winning at bingo.
Oh, you're doing really good. You mark that off while you're driving there, love.
No, keep your eyes on the road. Both hands on the wheel, please.
Don't worry. I have years of experience driving. I know what I'm doing.
It's like the car drives itself, right?
Let me also put on the mascara.
It's an auto. You do not need to keep your hand on the shift.
Against all odds, you all make it very slowly the canopy and find parking, because everybody that would have taken parking spaces has been held up by Phyllis's slow driving.
Sarah Myrtle gets out of the car as quickly as she can without coming close to the ball that Phyllis has been balancing precariously the entire drive. No, not Phyllis.
Where are you going? Kitty. I need someone to help take out the soup.
I've got it. Here, hang on. Sarah. Oi, Murty. I take it and I'm going to shove it in her general direction. What else do you need from the car, love? And I'm like, I'm going to do that thing where I like hitch my skirt up a little bit so that I actually got some like moving room.
We also need to grab the bags. I put some Ruggeluck in there.
Oh, nice. Nice.
I'm going to need Sarah Myrtle to roll a d20 for me to...
receive soup.
Yeah, to take hold of the soup without sloshing it.
All right, I rolled a 13.
All right, go ahead and mark off that 13 for me.
Will do.
I'm going to get so many messages from people being like, God damn it, why?
There we go.
I hope so.
Everyone with a Jewish grandma is going to be like, dear God, why?
Sarah Myrtle precariously manages to receive the soup without spilling a lot.
All right. What all is Kitty picking up out of the car? What you bringing in?
There's like some bags filled with food, right? So I'm going to hitch up my skirt so I can tuck it into the top of my stockings. And then I'm just going to reach in and like grab the bag, manhandle this stuff out. And I look at, clearly look at Murty with a, yeah, I'm pissing you off. So where do you want them, Phyllis? Phyllis, where do you want them?
I don't know. Go put them with the rest of the food, I guess.
Righto.
Hey, is there any red wine somewhere?
I am sure there will be red wine in the tent. Just turn the car off, Phyllis, if this is where you're going to park, and come in.
Oh, right. Okay.
Quick question. Did Phyllis pull into a parking spot, or did she just kind of...
She pulled into two parking spots.
Yeah,
And halfway onto the walking way.
I accidentally hit the gas instead of the brake again.
We noticed.
I didn't. You did a lovely job. We got here safe and sound.
Thanks.
All right. So let's code over to Adeline. You have approached this canopy with your suspiciously cat-sized purse in hand.
Yeah.
What you getting into?
Adeline's like... Oh, Howie, no. And sees Howie running around on the floor underneath her. Goes to pick up Howie, puts Howie in the purse, at which point there's two things in the purse for half a second. And as soon as she looks away, one of them jumps out, but it's the one that wasn't in the purse before. And they just seem to be taking shifts being put inside of this purse.
Are they both named Howie?
Yeah, she doesn't know that there's two of them. They're both gotcha. Howie. The raccoon is Howie, and the cat is Howie. All is Howie.
All right.
Yeah, Effie kind of, like, gets sat down at whatever table they put her at. I'm sure they're going to put all the old ladies at the same table so yes. that they're not a bother. Yes. She picks up, like, her little name card, and, like, she's got, like, those big, big, thick old lady glasses, you know, that are, like, like Coke bottle and like so thick that they're basically binoculars, and she kind of like adjusts them, and she's like looking at the cards of all the names and stuff, and she'll like whoever like the next person that like comes to talk to her is, she just starts going like, oh, do you know, I was watching years of our time yesterday, and this wedding, this canopy looks exactly like the one that Shersha and Alex had at their wedding, and then it turned out that Alex was actually marrying Shersha's evil twin sister, Leanne.
Is she doing that thing where the bus driver's trying to leave, but she keeps bringing up new things, and she's just locked him in another?
Yes, but it's the guy who brought her to the table. Like, she's just telling him the entire plot of this random soap opera. And Leanne's a witch!
Yeah, that sounds like a real cool show. I need to go help the other guests to their seats now.
Oh, of course, young man.
He's doing that thing where he's, like, taking very small steps.
I want to say in that moment, Sarah Myrtle comes in. Now, you're going to help me sit down before you help other people. Were you talking about Days of Our Lives or Days of Our Years Past or something? Non-copyrighted?
Weeks of our time.
Weeks of our time, yes. Oh, I love the new man. He is very cute. And I believe that he is also going to be a witch. I think so.
Oh, yes. Dr. Owen. Yes. Mm. He's very handsome.
Is he, though, a doctor in real life? I think that boy is not a real doctor. He doesn't look like a doctor to me.
Oh, no, he's far too handsome. I tell you, whenever I go to the doctor, you know, to get my blood pressure checked, my doctors are never that handsome. They're always old men. Well, not as old as I am, of course, you know. They're usually in their 50s, but they're older men. They're not.
Nobody's older than you, Effie, thank you.
Well, excuse me, Sarah Myrtle, that is very rude of you to say. I am only 92.
I'm sorry to change the subject, but is that Adeline over there chasing what looks like a raccoon, I think?
Adeline, come over here. She, like, very slowly in that, like, old lady way, like, moves her hand to gesture.
Adeline gets her purse situated and, like, puts it behind her, kind of. She's acting like no one knows about her cat secret.
I'm calling it now. As Sarah Myrtle used the boy to sit down, Effie used him to get up and uses him to, like, get over to Adeline. He's still stuck with us.
And he's very desperately looking between you all, not wanting to be rude, and over toward Phyllis and Kitty, who he really wants to get seated so that the reception can begin.
Phyllis is trying to get out of the car. Don't worry, I brought some health salad.
Go. They've put a walker here for me. I don't need you. It's very nice. It's like there's like a little, like one of those little walkers, and it's like all bedazzled and stuff.
Hey, Andy.
Yeah.
Important question. Can I just go ahead and say here that my hobby is not arts and crafts anymore. It's just food.
Yeah. I mean, food is an art and a craft if you try That's hard true. And believe in yourself.
Don't worry, I'm a professional. I've been doing this for 80 years.
As the man that's been helping people steps up to your car to help you out, Phyllis, you recognize that this is the best man. His name is Jonathan. And he says, well, Miss Phyllis, it's, well, it. You know that this event was catered, right?
Oh, don't worry. I wanted to make sure that you were getting your fill.
Well, you shouldn't have, and he helps you out of the car.
Oh, thank you, Jonathan. You're such a mensch. It's a good word, I promise.
Yeah, I think Jonathan doesn't know what that word means.
Am I laying into it a little too hard? I can ease off. I swear it's a good thing.
You're fine, but Jonathan does not know what he was just called, and I think he looks over at Kitty with a look on his face like, is that a compliment? Should I be offended?
Kitty's going to do the thing where she walks over and she puts her arm through Jonathan's and she begins to lean on him really heavily. And she says, oh, it's all right. It only means gorgeous in a different language, sweetheart. And I'm just going to reach up and, like, no, just tap the side of his face.
That's not what it means.
Roll me a d20, Kitty.
All right. It's a 9.
All right, mark off the 9 on your sheet. And he is completely bought into your translation. And, like, you see, he walks a little bit more, like, a little bit more of a pep in his step and allows you to lean on him as he's guiding the two of you over to the table and says, Oh, well, thank you very much. So the five of you have been gathered at this table. What are you all doing as you wait on the reception to begin?
Oh, I'm definitely trading fan theories with Effie about weeks past, days past.
You know what's really great is that I think that technically you and I are in-laws if we're both...
Yep.
Oh, no, you're in-laws with Arch. But now we're all in-laws because my grandson married your granddaughter.
Except for the cat lady.
Yeah, one, and me.
One
well, three of us
and you.
One big happy family. Just like Sarah and Philip on days past weeks. I don't remember the names, Joe.
No, that's okay, because that is 100% my, like, how grandmas are, though. Like, I can never remember what a
Yes. On weeks of our days. You know, it's just like Eric and Donna on weeks of our days when they got married.
Erica
and then
was
she...
just... Yeah. Yeah. Sad thing, but she did marry that very tall, handsome bloke, you know, with the really big hands.
Oh, yes.
I never understood Ernest. What he saw in him. That was a nonsense move of the writers.
I he killed her.
And that was my favorite episode.
With those big hands.
I almost stopped watching Days of Future Past when they did that, but they redeemed it.
Yeah, I think it was on like day of the month or something, and there was like Jonathan, which reminds me, is the best man, that gorgeous drip of is he seeing anyone right now? Does anyone know?
Well, I can't even see him, so I don't know what he's seeing.
Kitty, roll me a d20. I actually roll me 2 d20 because that works your granny nature into it.
I have the best eye six. Doctor. I'll let you have their number. I have the business card. Remind me to get it for you. It's somewhere in my purse.
I don't need a new orthodontist. I just need to find my gosh darn glasses. I can't find them.
They're on top of your head, dear.
Okay, so go ahead and mark off your... I don't know whether you're supposed to mark both of them off, but mark off both of them.
Okie dokie.
That'll get you closer to a bingo. We're playing nice. Fast and loose with the rules here.
Fuck yeah!
You do know for a fact that Jonathan is in fact single and recently went through a bad breakup.
Oh no, the poor darling.
As you're asking that question, you hear the DJ come over the speakers set up in the corners of this canopy that says, now that everybody's gotten settled, everyone please give... Thank you. Now that everyone's gotten settled, everyone please give a round of applause to the happy new couple, Mr. and Mrs. New Name.
Yay!
Whoa! Yeah!
And the bride and groom come out as cheesy romance music starts to play over the speakers, and they begin their first dance.
I love this song. And she clearly has never heard the song before. She's just...
I think my husband and I danced to this song at our wedding back in 1985.
That's only 3 years before I was born.
I saw them at Woodstocks.
Thanks, Gage. I feel super old.
No, but she's... remember, it's her second husband.
Oh, right. Oh, okay.
Remember, she's the step-grandma. Right,
okay, a lot less like, oh, no.
So all attention is on the bride and groom as they have started their first dance. Does anybody want to get up to any shenanigans?
Yes.
Any of you see some wine?
Okay. Quick check. Arch, you were looking for wine?
I'll need some red wine. It needs to be kosher, though.
Roll a d20 for me. 2 if it plays into your granny nature. Which I don't remember what that was.
I'm a kind and warm and food-driven grandma that's trying to get drunk.
Yeah, go ahead and take a second d20 there.
All right, I got a 14 and a 6.
All right, go ahead and mark those off as Phyllis sees a long table set off to the side that is full of all kinds of alcoholic beverages, wine, beer, other alcohol. You definitely know that there'd be some kosher red wine over there, because at least some members of this new family are, in fact, Jewish.
I go for that wine.
All right.
Is all wine kosher or is some wine kosher?
Some, not all.
Okay.
There's Manischewitz over there, but you don't want it because it's absolutely disgusting. They bought it expressly for you, and you're just like, bleh.
I'm not that type of grandma. I need the good stuff.
What's Adeline getting into as Phyllis stands up and starts shuffling over to the alcohol?
Make sure you eat your fill.
I'm looking for cheese and crackers. Howie loves cheese. And marshmallows.
Are you supposed Cheerios. To give cats cheese?
I don't think so.
You're probably raccoon. Also not well, supposed to put him in a bag with a raccoon. So.
Yes.
Yeah. She doesn't know better because the raccoon loves cheese. So Howie loves cheese. The cat's not eating the cheese, don't worry.
I just roll Googled a d20 it. For me.
All food goes in the purse, none comes out. At
in the
various
purse?
Intervals per day. Various intervals. What am I rolling? Sorry.
D20.
Okay. I rolled a 10.
Okay. Mark the 10 off as separately, like on one side of the canopy is the table of alcohol. The other side has like little crackers with cheese set out and little like finger foods that you can snack on until the main dinner is served. Effie, Sarah Myrtle, and Kitty, are any of you wanting to get into anything while there's attention on the bride and groom?
I think that the three of our goals collide perfectly with one another, right? Because whatever I do to get them angry is going to distract them enough that you can steal the cake, right?
I don't think I intend to steal the entire cake, but yes, I need a good little distraction to steal like the entire third level of the cake.
How similar in looks are the groom and the best man? Because if you want to piss them off...
one of you roll a d20 for me and let's find out.
I'll do it. Hold on.
Yes.
And take a second d20 because your aloof and clueless nature may make them look more similar than they are.
20. I got a 9 and a 15.
Okay. Mark those off on your sheet. And they look fairly similar. Not like super similar, but like if they go out to a restaurant, they sometimes get mistaken for brothers.
What's your plan?
Did you say brothers?
I heard brothers. Did you hear brothers? So they're brothers.
I heard brothers.
I heard that they sound like brothers, but they're not. They're not brothers. I would know. I'm his grandmother.
But they look enough like similar that if, for example, one of their faces was covered, they might be mistaken.
I think you're not incorrect there.
Are you thinking like episode 352? I see. So thank just you. Like when Sierra thought that she was with Eric, but really she was with his brother Enrique.
Because he was cursed to look like him after he stole the diamond from the lake house.
Oh, I love that I have friends who are as into the show as I am.
Only the most intellectual video format entertainment for us.
She gives you, like, she starts raising her hand very slowly and arthritically for a high five.
Oh, you get a very slow and arthritic high five back. There's not a clap. There's just like the soft brushing of skin, wrinkly skin.
Yeah, it's just like, it sounds like this. So nothing. Like yes. Nothing.
Oh my God. All right, then I'm going to like stand up. It's like, so I guess, oh wait. And I sit back down really slowly. It's like, we have to wait until they finish dancing for this plan to work.
Adeline is taking pictures of everything with her phone. And you can see a background, a phone background of Howie. It's a raccoon.
This is unrelated.
I just imagine every picture you take, your finger is somehow like partially blocking the camera too.
Yeah. And even though she's taking pictures of people who aren't paying attention to her, every time she's about to take a picture, she smiles kind of like,
oh my God.
Take a picture, everyone smiles.
Say cheese.
Okay. So as you all are talking about waiting on the dance to end, you hear the music start picking up into music that you all definitely have not heard before. As the DJ announces, the dance floor has opened up and people start standing up from their tables, moving out onto the dance floor, picking up hors d'oeuvres and finger food, and just generally mingling and having a good time.
I'm gonna nudge Murty. So how can you forget? Oh, we're old, yeah. I'm gonna nudge Murty. And like, Murty, is now the time that we go out and dance? Is that what we do? Can we go strut our funky stuff?
If your knees still bend that way, then you can certainly go strut your stuff. But I'm still waiting for that handsome man to bring me my cake.
Well, I think that handsome man might spot us if we're out strutting our funky stuff, so to speak. You know, people gotta eye the goods before they want to take it. So you gotta, you know, get out there.
Catherine, you know that I can't strut my stuff, as you so crudely put it.
Funky stuff, actually. I won't listen to you until you say the word funky.
I will not strut my funky stuff for you, Catherine. Now, if you want to accompany me over to the cake, I would very much appreciate that.
I'll strut my funky stuff with you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all right, then. Let's go show Murty how it's done, Effie.
She gets up on her little walker.
Sarah Myrtle is giving Effie the biggest, like, shit looks. Like, you motherfucker, I almost had cake.
Adeline is clapping for you. Clap, clap, clap.
Adeline, come out and dance with us.
Yeah, come on, Addie.
I've got to stay and watch my purse.
As Adeline is talking and her attention is not on the purse, you see as the purse, those of you that aren't Adeline, see as the purse starts moving away from her.
Adeline, your purse is getting away.
Howie. And I get Howie and sedate him with more cheese cubes.
Oh my God.
You hear a purr come from inside of the bag. It's not clear whether it's the purr of a cat or a raccoon.
Well, I hope. All right,
I'm googling raccoon purrs.
I have to purr. Everything purrs.
Hey guys, I found the wine.
Nice.
Oh, pour me some.
Phyllis comes back to the table, like literally holding the bottle.
Effie holds out her wine glass. And but her hands are shaking so bad, and she's like, "Pour me some wine, please."
All right, I'll give you a nice portion. Phyllis pours out like it's like just about to overflow from the top.
And Effie's hand is like shaking real bad with the wine glass because she's like old as hell. Yeah, so it's just like going everywhere, and she brings it up to her mouth, and it's like She just like gets wine all over everything, but somehow not on herself.
Effie, it looks like your blood sugar's going down. You need to eat something here. Let me get you food.
Please. You know, I have so many you know, health issues. I have the low blood sugar and I have
the high blood sugar.
The high blood sugar, and I've got a hummingbird thyroid, and I've got a slow thyroid. I've got everything.
The other day I was watching the History Channel and I was thinking, wow, I was there for some of that. And then there was an ad commercial for these essential oils. You should try them, dear.
Okay, I'm going to go get cake. I'm done with this.
Okay. Sarah, as you stand up and go to get cake, you do notice that the giant wedding cake is being sat next to on each side by the bride and groom. So if you were to try to take some of it before it's time, you would need to distract them in some way.
Or I can use my old granny powers to guilt them into letting me have some. Wait, they haven't cut the cake yet?
No.
Not at the very beginning.
It's a tried and true tradition. You gotta wait.
Oh, Sarah Myrtle slumps back down when she realizes all of this shit. After her 5 minutes of getting up, she looks up and she's like, oh. Gets back down.
Hey, if you're hungry, I have some pocket matzah. Here you go, dear.
Why do you call it pocket matzah?
Because it's a piece of matzah and it's in my pocket.
All right, Phyllis, do you really think I'm about to eat your pocket lint?
It's not lint. I kept it wrapped in a paper towel.
Wait, you actually did?
As Sarah Myrtle sits back down, the group of you see Jonathan approach. And he says, oh, so it's something that you needed, ma'am.
Well, yes, I am practically starving to death. I am nothing but skin and bones here. It was a ride and a half to get here after that ceremony with that god-awful organ music. I don't know why they still play that stuff. And I am just, my blood sugar's getting low, and I just think I need some cake.
He looks nervously over his shoulder and says, they're not going to cut the cake until after the toast. That's...
well.
After the dance.
If I remember anything about weddings, isn't like, you know, the best man, you could speak to him and maybe, because he kind of organizes the events and the orders of the day. I mean, who would have such a wonderful position of responsibility at this wedding, do you think?
Take another D20 for me. Let's see how he reacts to this.
I got a 3.
Okay. If the 3 is unmarked on your card, go ahead and mark it.
Unmarked.
All right. You see another, like, this guy is very susceptible to your elderly wiles. You see another smile spread across his face and he says, oh, well, I'm the best man. I'll go see what I can do. And he turns and starts walking off towards the cake.
Kitty is clearly watching him walk away. Like, if she would have to lean out of her chair, she'd keep watching him walk away.
Oh, my.
Kitty. I think things are going well. Our master plan. So hopefully, cake.
What's going on with Phyllis as all this is going down?
I'm drinking.
All right, roll a d20 for me. Let's figure out how good this wine is.
I got an 11.
All right, go ahead and mark it if it's unmarked. And you feel the wine's not the best. You've probably had better. But you feel that it's starting to have an effect on you. You're not nearly drunk yet, but you're getting to that point where you're starting to get warm.
Hey, guys, it's getting a little warm in here, don't you think? It's getting kind of toasty.
I think you're getting kind of toasty, sweetie.
Speaking of toasty...
Oh, toasted. My bad. Sorry.
The bride and groom stand up, clink their spoons against their glasses, and stare at Kitty as she starts clapping.
Oh, I just wanted to applaud the bride and groom. What about this, everyone? Like, look at them. Look how beautiful they are. Look at them. Yeah.
Effie starts clapping, too, because she's very confused. She's like, oh, right.
I take a picture.
God, somebody call me before I get this old and senile.
But it's actually like a selfie. Like, you think you're getting them, but it's like actually a selfie.
But because you smile every time you take a picture, it's still a picture of you smiling.
The bride and groom go through their toasts, talking about their love story and how much they love each other, and they're thankful for their friends and family that have joined them today, and all of that usual stuff. Touching moments, tears shed all around. And then food starts coming to your tables. Jonathan specifically brings Sarah's plate over to her and says, well, I wasn't able to talk them into cutting the cake just yet, but this should help. You said you were hungry.
I said I was hungry for cake, yes.
Because of your blood sugar, darling, your blood sugar.
My what? Yes, blood sugar, yes.
Don't worry, I'm helping the caterer serve the food.
I swear, if this is mozzarella soup, I will lose everything.
Effie looks at Phyllis, points at Sarah Myrtle, and goes, "Goyish kekepa." That was specifically for Arch.
Do I need to put an explicit tag on this now? I don't know.
I'm being bullied in Hebrew. This is not okay.
Yiddish.
Oh, sorry, Yiddish.
It just
means Kepi means head. It just means that you have a non-Jewish head. Is all it means. It's not even.
Oh. Aww. Okay.
Oh God, it hurts.
I love fun with languages.
Phyllis, roll me a d20 to find out how the caterers are reacting to you trying to help them with their jobs.
Okay. Do I get to roll two of them because it's food?
Yeah, roll two of them.
All right. I got a 19 and an 18. I already have an 18.
Okay, but you don't have the 19?
I don't have the 19.
Okay, mark off the 19. It doesn't say what to do if you get one marked and one not marked. So let's say...
mixed success.
Yeah, let's go PBTA rules.
I spilled some of my wine on the bride's dress.
Oh, no. How is that not a full failure?
Well, she's your granddaughter. She'll forgive you.
I don't think you spill wine on the bride's dress, but you are, like, making a mess of it as they're sort of, like, almost playing along with you. And then, like, as you're walking back towards one of the tables, I think a young woman takes the plate out of your hands and looks at you a little bit condescendingly with a smile and says, "Oh, it's all right. Let the help take care of it. You just go sit on down now and they'll take care of it. You don't need to be doing anything else at your age."
It's my duty. I gotta be taking care of the people here. They're not eating enough. Look at them. They're all scrawny.
Well, yes, but... Well, and she looks you up and down and says, "That's healthier for them."
Oh, you're being checked out.
Are you trying to hit on me?
No, I can assure you I'm not. And she's going to turn and just, like, start walking away with the plate of food.
Make sure you eat everything on your plate. You need to put some meat on your bones.
What's going on with Adeline as you're funneling cheese into your purse? Are you going back to the table to eat, or are you content with what you're doing?
Well, yeah, I'm trying to take some pictures, but my phone is going off. And I've strategically set my ringtone to cat meows so that no one can tell whether it's my purse or my phone. And I'm getting a bunch of emails, text, but I call them emails, of my daily cat photo subscription text service.
Welcome to Cat Facts.
So, for a good 5 minutes, she's just scrolling through pictures with a big smile on her face. Just enjoying this.
Is your alarm tone some kind of a pun? Like, you've got meow, meow, meow. Something shitty like that.
Oh my God, please tell me. It's Neon Cat. Your alarm tone is meow, 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 meow.
Howie, shh. Be quiet.
As Adeline is absorbed in her phone, Sarah Myrtle, as you're looking at this cake, you notice that there is something approaching it. As apparently Howie has switched places with, and Howie. Raccoon Howie is approaching towards the cake, unseen by the other guests.
Yes, yes, yes.
Adeline, I can't see very well. I've been looking for my glasses all day. Adeline, stop looking at your phone. Adeline, listen to me.
Oh, have you seen this one?
Yes, I have seen that one. I saw it 3 days ago. Yes, I am that bitch who will tell you that I've seen it before.
Oh, did they send me the same one twice?
No, oh I saw God, that
they're
one.
Not supposed
did you
to
use
do
a
that.
Swear, Murty? Did you just use a swear?
The raccoon has now climbed up onto the table near the cake.
They're not supposed to send the same one twice.
I don't
if I got the
care.
Same one on Tuesday, I'm...
Adeline, I don't care if they sent you the right same now. One. I saw that one on, I think it's called 8 Funnies or something. And is that your... What is that climbing close to the cake right now? Adeline, please, look at the cake. Oh. I can't see anything, Adeline, please look at the cake.
The raccoon is just about to grab the cake.
Oh, is it a raccoon?
Yeah, it's Raccoon Howie.
Oh, do I see it as Cat Howie, or do I see it as a raccoon?
It's Howie.
Okay, it's Howie. I run over and grab Howie from getting the cake, and we're going to go for a little walk.
Roll a d20 for me.
Okay. Oh, it's a 6.
Okay. Is that already marked off?
No.
Okay. So you were able to run over, against all odds, run over and grab hold of Raccoon Howie, who does not want to be picked up and is fighting and clawing and scratching and
Howie.
Doing raccoon things.
Oh, this is why you need your catnip.
But you were able to keep Howie under control.
Yeah, I put drugs in its face, I guess. And get my cat back. Someone's going to tell us catnip doesn't work on raccoons. I know. It probably doesn't.
Let me Google that.
Wait, so,
all right.
Did we just get a curse?
No, the curse only comes if you all fail.
Wait, what? What are we getting?
So if you roll a number that you've already marked, it's like if you've got a 6 and then you roll a 6 again, like you get cursed. And we're only allowed to have 6 curses, otherwise we all get sent home back to the nursing home in shame.
Mm.
Well, I have a feeling that Catherine is going to get sent home real fucking quick with the way that she's dancing like a harlot. Well,
so long as Jonathan takes me home, I don't mind, love.
Yeah, let's cut over to Kitty. What's going on as you bust a move out on the dance floor?
I'm basically like, if Jonathan is dancing on the floor, then I'm just going to make my way over there and I'm going to do like the thing that... the thing that my mom used to do, which is put the handbag on the floor because I don't have anyone to dance with right now. So I'm just going to dance on my own for a little bit and just like keep looking over at Jonathan and like digging him like that coy, cute little grandma smile and then look back down at the bag and dance again.
Take 2d20 for me.
10 and an 11. Let me see if I've got either of those. Nope, they were both 3.
As you're dancing, you start busting out your best old lady dance moves. And the rest of you, should you choose to look, see Jonathan walking over, entranced by Kitty's fantastic dancing. And he holds his hand out and says, "Is this dance taken?"
I'm going to put my hand into his and I'm going to say, "It is now, by a very handsome young man." And I'll take his hand and dance with him.
He makes a show of looking around before dancing with you.
Is he ashamed to be with me, Andy?
No. Like you said, by a very handsome young man, and he does like the exaggerated, like, "Oh, who could that be?"
Yeah. Okay. Great. Okay. All right.
Let's check in. Phyllis was drinking. Adeline stopped your raccoon from stealing cake.
Uh-huh.
Effie, what are you up to?
Me? Let me see. I am also on the dance floor busting a move, and I'm kind of like making my way over to towards where, like, what are they called? The bridesmaids are dancing?
Uh-huh.
And I'm kind of like inserting myself into like their dancing area and I start talking to them, and I'm like, "So, you must be my new granddaughter-in-law's friends. Hello, I'm Effie."
Roll a d20 for me. I want to see how they take to you joining their dance party.
Oh, were they maybe in the middle of, like, snapping some hot Instagrams and then this old granny comes and ruins it?
They are making all the duck faces.
Are you a grandmother? Hot Instagrams? How old are you?
Do you honestly think I know anything about Instagram?
I got a 3 and I did not have it marked off.
Okay. They immediately welcome you in and they're like, "Oh yeah, come on in and dance with us." And one of them pulls out their phone and starts like taking pictures dancing with you.
Nice. Aw, that's so sweet.
It's like that cute, like, "Oh hey, we're just here chilling with this nice old lady" type of Instagram post.
She's like, "Have any of you guys, do any of you young people watch that soap opera, Weeks of Our Days?"
I thought it was Days of Our Years.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry, dear. I'm 92 years old.
No,
sometimes
Years of Our Lives.
Huh?
Like, none of them can agree on what it's called. And they're like, Days of Years of the Days.
Weeks of our month?
Day of the week. No, day of the month, as we're like spinning past doing like this little twirl.
Time of the month. No, that's that other thing.
I kind of point at a kitty and I'm like, you know, and I say like, I kind of like lean in conspiratorially and I'm like, you know, she gets around a little bit. I definitely saw her hanging off of my grandson like that a couple weeks ago.
Grandson? Yes! Who?
My grandson.
Who's your grandson?
And I point at the groom.
They instantly all share a look on each other's faces like, oh my god. Roll, let's say 2d20 and see how this works out.
Uh-oh. Can I take 1d20 for them so that it's a higher likely chance of succeeding? Because I want this to succeed.
If you can think of a way that Sarah is coming over to help with that.
I think Sarah is staring disapprovingly at the dancing grandma, which sells the story even better when they look and they see her like disgusting look staring at, what was the dancing grandma's name? Catherine.
Kitty. Especially because they would probably know that because they're friends with the bride, they know that that's the bride's grandma.
Yeah. Go ahead and take 3d20 for me. And if at least two of them succeed, it'll be a success.
Wait, I made it worse?
Okay, well, so...
No. Yeah, you're right. If at least one of them succeed, it'll be a success.
All three of the ones I got are ones that aren't on there. Should I mark them all off?
Yes.
As I got 14, 20, and 12.
Because these bridesmaids instantly run over to dish this hot new gossip to Sarah Newname.
I kind of like toddle over as fast as I can back to Sarah Myrtle, and I'm like, I've got the distraction in place. You get ready to take some cake.
Why are you so invested in Sarah Myrtle getting cake? I love it.
Because
you all try to help each other.
She's a drama. She's a drama slut. Like, she just fucking loves drama.
Right, right. Because I can promise you, Sarah Myrtle is not trying to help Catherine get laid.
I'm just telling you. Like,
I know. All right, yeah.
Effie is here. Effie is 100% here to create the most drama at this wedding. She just fucked over her own grandson.
Like, it's a medical emergency.
Like, let's talk about...
You need that cake. They don't understand.
Yeah, because you're blood sugar.
Let's check in with Phyllis. Are you getting into anything after you've been insulted and stopped from helping with the caterers?
I skulk back over to the alcohol after having finished my red wine and start drinking the white wine.
Roll a d20 to see if you get cut off or not.
That is an 18, which is already crossed off.
Okay, that is our first curse.
Did you just curse us? Like that witch from that show.
As you reach out for the bottle of white wine, the bartender behind the table takes it from out of your hand and says, sorry, ma'am, I was told to make sure you didn't drink too much by the bride and groom.
But I'm totally fine. I've been drinking on sips.
They said you could only have a couple of drinks, I'm sorry. And he, like, slides it under the table.
I've only had a single drink.
Take another d20 for me and see if you can convincingly lie to this man.
I'm not lying. It was only one bottle.
We've only been here for three songs.
I rolled a 17. I never rolled that one before.
All right. I think what happens, since you did fail before, is he pulls out a glass and pours it for you and hands you the glass.
Oh, thank you. You're such a kind young gentleman. Phyllis is going to try to, like try to run interference in a sense and just like, oh no, I spilled my drink all over the bar. Can you... I'm sorry, let me help clean it up. And then when the guy's like, no, I got this, and starts trying to clean it, she's going to try to swipe the bottle.
Yes!
Okay, take another d20 for me.
Come on, Sandstone. Don't let me down. Oh, that's good.
That's a, is it a three or a five? Hold on.
I got a five.
All right. So tell me how you go about sneaking this bottle of wine off.
Thank you for this glass. I appreciate it. You're such a good young person. And spills it all over the bar. Very, like it just goes everywhere. Like, it goes down the bar. Like, it makes, like, a trail. And then when the guy starts, like, trying to wipe it up and clean it, she just, like, it's like, hey, let me help you. And, like, leans over and with one hand is trying to, like, wipe it up with, like, cloth or something. And then with the other hand is just grabbing the bottle and lowering it below the bar where he can't see.
Yeah, he instantly, like, picks up some cleaning supplies and he's like, no, I've got it. Just go on back to your table and no harm, no foul.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
As that's going on, there is another commotion as you all hear a slap ring out through the canopy. The bride is looking at the groom and says, I can't believe you! And storms off.
Oh!
He stands up and chases after her and says, it's not like that. I'm not even into old women.
And yeah.
The cake has been left unguarded.
I say very loudly. Just to add to the ambiance of this being a real thing. I know to older women, how dare.
Sarah Myrtle had taken Effie's suggestion earlier, so Sarah Myrtle is almost completely to her feet by the time this happens. So there's an old woman shuffle over to where the cake is as soon as the slap happens.
I'm taking pictures and smiling.
roll a d20 for me, Sarah Myrtle.
That is 11. I believe I haven't rolled that before. Nope.
Okay, go ahead and tell me how you're taking some of this cake. What's this look like?
So Sarah Myrtle came to this party knowing that she would be getting a lot of cake. So she has Ziploc bags in her purse. So she puts her hand into the purse and into a Ziploc bag, and then she just grabs at the cake and, like, inside outs the Ziploc bag and then puts it back in the bag.
And she's going to reach with your hands for the cake! You didn't even bring a knife!
I had not thought this far ahead. I thought I would get cake by now. So there's just, like, a hand print in the cake, and I'm going to say that she takes two of them before she shuffles back to the seat.
Okay, important question. Which of the three layers is she taking this cake from?
I'm going to say that at the bottom layer, on top of the bottom layer, so on the same layer that the second layer is on, there's a bunch of, like, stupid toys and decorations. And Sarah Myrtle moves one of those away and just grabs into the side of the cake and then moves those back.
Sure.
Did that description make sense to anybody?
Yeah, that works for me.
Okay, good.
I think you do notice that the cake is starting to topple and lean, though, as you took large chunks out of the bottom layer.
Well, they should have maybe thought about that before they denied me cake for, what has it been, 4 songs now?
All right, is there anything that you're doing to, like, get away from the cake as it's about to fall?
Sarah Myrtle wakes her way to the dance floor with Catherine. That's going to be her alibi. I was never close to the cake. I was dancing with Catherine.
Roll a d20 for me.
Yeah. I was just dancing with icing all over my fingers. Don't worry.
No, she was wearing the bag inside out on her hands.
Ah, you're right.
Because she's prim and proper and has class. It would never have you into a bag.
If I hadn't been denied cake for so long, none of this would have happened. That's a 17, which I hadn't rolled before.
All right. You are able to slip in between Kitty and Jonathan. And I can't speak for Kitty, but Jonathan doesn't seem to mind it.
I'm starting to think Jonathan might be a bit of a crypt raider.
So our last granny to have not accomplished her goal. What's Adeline doing? Oh, by the way, the cake has fallen off onto the dance floor. Everybody is upset now because the groom are fighting. The cake fell onto the dance floor. There's a missing bottle of wine.
You know, I agree.
My goal was to get catnip. Which I don't know how I'm going to accomplish at a wedding. So let's say that here at this park is where I have my secret catnip tree out in the woods because they won't let me keep one in the nursing home. So this is where I have my secret tree. And I walk right out into the woods. Short distance.
Roll a d20 to find out if you've got the right tree or not.
Right park.
Nature check. Got it. It's a 10. I have already rolled one of those.
As you are walking towards your catnip tree, you see a raccoon come out of the knot hole that you hid it in with a plastic baggie in its mouth, and it scurries up the tree.
Howie. Oh, no.
Raccoon oh, Howie no. pokes his head out of your purse.
Well, okay. Oh, no. So now I do have something in my purse, though.
Yes.
Oh, Howie, I thought that was you for a second.
But there is a raccoon at the top of this tree with your catnip.
I'm gonna take Howie out of... I'm gonna take Howie out of my purse in one hand, which is gonna go really well. And while I'm holding Howie in one hand, I'm gonna swat at the thing from messing my tree up with my purse in the other. It is like, she's nice to Aminals, though. Everyone be nice to Aminals. It's a lightweight purse. This is an empty purse for Howie to sit in.
Yeah, you're so just trying to Howie, scare it out of the tree.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just shooing it off. I'm not.
You're swatting at the branch, not at the animal.
Yeah.
Roll a d20 for me.
I rolled another 10.
Got that.
Nail!
10 out of 10.
Before we move on, can we all agree that raccoon Howie is called Rowie and cat Howie is called Meowie, right?
No. We'll just call him Howard Stern.
So you swing your purse at this tree branch, and the raccoon that is not Howie runs down your arm onto your shoulder and starts clawing at your face.
No.
Still with the bag of catnip in its mouth.
Can we see this catastrophe going on?
It's probably making a fair bit of noise. Most of the guests aren't paying attention because there's cake everywhere and the bride and groom are shouting at each other. But yeah, you can see often sort of the middle distance that Adeline is fighting with a raccoon.
Sarah Myrtle is gonna reach into her bag for another Ziploc bag and get more cake and start throwing some of the cake at the raccoon thingy that's attacking poor old Adeline and putting some of the cake back in the purse. She is dual doing this.
Dual wielding cake bags.
I would like to grab the bride and the groom's like bottle of wine they have between them, and I'd like to pass it to Phyllis so Phyllis can drink the bottle and we can throw the bottle at the tree to try and hopefully scare the cat down.
Oh my god.
How many hit points do I have? Is they about to throw a bunch of glass at me?
Phyllis, I know you're driving us home. Hopefully not after this bottle of wine, but we need you to do what you do, and we need to get that cat down because that is catnip. And I know that Addy there definitely wants that catnip.
Is Phyllis going to chug this bottle of wine?
Don't worry, I used to be a professional during my college days, and she fucking downs that shit.
Chug! Chug! Yes! Chug! Oh, hang on. We do this the way we do it here.
The awkward grandma clap.
Phyllis, roll a d20 for me.
Please. That's an 11. Did I roll an 11? I rolled an 11 already, no!
Oh, no!
Phyllis, you feel the power of this wine overtake you. And you all see Phyllis pass out.
Jonathan's cat! Oh, wait, no, he's not here anymore.
Sarah Myrtle, roll to throw cake at a raccoon.
All right, this is what I played pen and paper for. Let me throw some cake at raccoons.
Oh, that's a natty 20.
Okay. You manage to throw this cake with all of your grandma strength. And it doesn't make it anywhere near where Adeline's at. But it is close enough that the raccoon is distracted from attacking her face and goes off after the cake. But you can't cave with a mouth full of catnip baggie, so it leaves that behind on the ground.
Oh.
So while Sarah Myrtle was doing that, she was also getting more cake into her purse, if that wasn't obvious.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
You've now got a purse like 80% made of cake.
Was that some kind of weird pun? 80 purse scent?
That was a really good joke.
Adeline, what you doing as this raccoon has stopped attacking your face in favor of cake?
I'm gonna put as much of my plant as remains in my bag and try to clean myself up and make my way on back. Tried to act like I didn't just run out in the woods.
Your face
Addy, just say it wasn't you. It's fine.
You all see as the nursing home attendants rush over to Phyllis and start like helping her up off of the ground. They look at the group of you and say, well, see, this is why we can't take you all anywhere anymore. Okay, everybody back on the bus. We've got to get back to the home. I hope you all had a good time here.
I tell you,
don't worry, I'm driving.
She's just a little farshnoshkit. It's all right.
Casey, stop.
Every time I use Yiddish, it kills Arch.
Nobody ever gets it when I say any of this stupid shit.
Oh, calm down, Arch. You're getting quite verklempt.
Okay, all right, Aethor. Okay.
That's literally the only word I know, and I don't even know what it means.
Oh, well, you did use it. You did use it correctly. So
Sarah,
good job.
You're looking a little verstunken.
So
there isn't a lot of wine. It was just a bissel.
Do all of you go back onto the bus with your missions accomplished, or is there anything else?
I'm driving.
Oh, they try to take me back onto the bus, and then I stop, and I'm like, I need you to go as quickly as you can. I feel my blood pressure dropping.
Do you also faint?
Yeah, I immediately fake faint. I'm making a last-ditch attempt to distract everybody so that the rest of the cake can be stolen.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, that's too good. Okay, the entirety of the cake is now divided into baggies inside of Sarah Myrtle's purse.
Oh, she is so happy with herself right now.
There are two grannies passed out, one real, one fake, being dragged onto the bus. One granny with a bag full of raccoon all hopped up on catnip.
I would like to attempt to go home with Jonathan instead of going home on the bus.
Roll a d20 for me.
I mean, what if Jonathan comes with us?
What about if she hides in Jonathan's car?
Put Jonathan in
the
purse.
I just sit seductively on the hood of his car.
You just hide in the back of his car, then you just fucking like Nightmare on Elm Street the motherfucker.
Okay, that's way funnier. That is really funny, but also just like in my head, I just imagined like an old granny like tawny containing on somebody's car.
That is pretty good.
Roll 2d20 for me.
5 and an 8. Let's see whether or not I already had those. 5, I did not have. And an 8, which I also did not have. No,
Jonathan
yet,
comes over as you're laying on the roof of his car seductively.
There's no way this old granny's getting on the roof. She may be laying on the bonnet, but the roof is a no-go.
Walks over to wherever you are, seductively laying on his car. Plants a big kiss right on your lips, helps you into the passenger seat, and the two of you drive off in his car with the screen fading into the good old heart shape around the car as you drive into the sunset.
Can I paint one picture for the other grannies in the bus?
Go for it.
So as we're all getting loaded into the bus, I imagine that Sarah Myrtle, like, as the bus starts driving, she's passing out like little baggies of cake to everybody with tiny little forks. And then she just kind of plops one onto Effie's lap as she's sitting there kind of passed out.
Effie immediately wakes up and goes, "Oh, my blood pressure, thank you."
These bags are perfect for freezing, too. We could have these cake next year.
Oh, yes, that's a great idea. We can gift it to our grandchildren as their first year wedding anniversary present.
Oh, no, they're cake. Getting divorced.
Says the bus driver.
All's well that ends well.
All right, give us one last pitch for TLD before we mercifully call this to an end.
Mercifully? This was great.
Okay, somebody else, because I spent myself earlier.
We play D&D. V does a great job DMing.
Thank you. Neil does a fantastic job scoring and making the music and editing the podcast.
And the rest of us show up.
Yeah.
I deal with people good.
Yeah. Together, okay, me and Aethor me and Aethor's half brain cells combine a single brain cell to create the marketing.
Yay! And our powers combined, we are a semi-functional podcast.
And you probably wouldn't guess it, but we're serious sometimes.
If you liked what you heard, the best way to let us know is on Twitter at @TTRPGRoulette.
Or leaving us a review on your podcatcher of choice.
If you do leave us a review, let us know so we can give you a shout-out in a future episode.
You can also support us financially on Patreon at patreon.com/TTRPGRoulette.
There, you can get access to bonus content such as character creation episodes, blooper reels, an art gallery, and much more.
Our music was created by Neil Martin, who you can find on Twitter at @BardicMartin.
Our logo was created by Lee, who you can find on Twitter at @TheLawOfNames or on his Masks AP, Otherwear.
We want to give a very special shout out to our patrons, including Landon Cornell, MC of Shadows of St. Fleur, Reed, Dusty, Silva, Vanessa Haas, Zeke, Gnome, and Daniel.
You see, looking up from the ground, blood-red clouds boiling across the sky.
You did ask me to bring the thunder.
Dajin! Dajin! Help! I've got the chalice, please!
Well, if they're following you, then I guess that takes care of a loose end for me.
All of you feel the earth beneath you shake and crack and break.
I feel that I have failed both of you, and I am sorry for that.
This has nothing to do with you being a bad leader.
Do you want a countdown? Oh, I think I want a countdown.
I wanted to help. I always had good intention. I did not deserve to die.
Now.
The Lucky Die Podcast is a weekly 5e Dungeons & Dragons actual play podcast. Join our adventure every Monday wherever you download podcasts by searching for The Lucky Die.